We simply don't have the luxury of playing nice with prayer. Not if we want things to change. Not if we want to be free from whatever's keeping us held down and held back. Not if we want our hearts whole and thriving and deep and grounded. Different. Not if we want to reach our destinies and experience God's promises. Not if we want our husbands and our children living out what God has called them to do and be and become. Not if we want a fence of God's protection around us. Not if we want to bear the unmistakable mark of His favor upon us. Not if we want the devil and his plans to go back to hell where they came from. But none of that is going to happen, no matter how badly we want it, as long as prayer remains an afterthought, a formality, a mindless mix of duties and manipulation, something we do but usually don't do, and rarely if ever do with any meaning or vitality, with confidence and clarity. As a result, we waste a whole lot of years doing a whole lot of other things. Things that thoroughly exhaust us, but ultimately don't even work. We end up, for all our trying, missing the point. Missing out on what God intended. Missing the whole heart of what really matters. So now, we're going to pray specifically and strategically. Praying with precision, that's the key. When we pray about the places where we seriously suspect the enemy is at work, that's how we keep our prayers focused, not only on particular situations, but on biblical truths that are consistent with maintaining victory in the midst of them. It's how our prayer stays integrated with reality, rather than aimlessly wandering down a side spiritual hallway that never seems to connect with the living room where we, you know, live. It's how we keep our whole selves engaged and alert, trusting God for the right things, confident He's giving them, able to sense His direction about what to do and then to take action accordingly. If all we're doing is flinging words and emotion in all directions without any real consideration for the specific ways the enemy is targeting us and the promises of God that apply to us, we're mostly just wasting our time. We're adding to the confusion while not really making a noticeable dent in the problem or the process. We're fighting to keep our head above water, yet feeling pretty sure on most days we're fighting a losing battle. Well, part of that idea is right. We are in a battle with a long history that reaches back before the annals of time began, and it's one in which the victor has already been determined. A battle, yes, but a losing battle? Not even possible. And prayer is our not-so-secret weapon in the fight. I'd even venture to say our most potent one. I'm willing to admit, right up front, there's an undeniable, unknowable, invisible mystery to prayer. That's why our first reaction to it is often to lean toward dismissing it, downplaying it, devaluing its critical importance. Prayer, we think, is a good idea in theory, if only it actually did anything or made a difference. But here's the deal. Despite what we may or may not understand about prayer, God has deliberately chosen this particular vehicle as the one that drives His activity in people's lives. It's what He allows us to use to cooperate and partner with Him in the fulfilling of His will. He's created prayer as a primary way of putting us into personal contact with Him and with His eternal realities any hour of the day or night. So as we begin to grasp its significance, and as we practice implementing this incredible power tool He's placed in our hands, He divinely positions us, even a little life like ours, in His grand purposes for the ages. Through the connective tissue of prayer, He cracks open the door that makes us at least a small part of how these massive plans of His are translated into the lives of the people we know, including ours. Prayer is the portal that brings the power of heaven down to earth. It's kryptonite to the enemy and to all of his ploys against you. That's why you and I need this book. That's why this intersection of our life's journeys in these pages is so crucial, not because of what I'm writing, but because of what we're going to be doing with our time together and what our God is going to be doing as a result. You and I, once we've gotten just a little bit better acquainted, will begin actively crafting some prayer strategies tailor-made for your victory. We're going to do it by touching the areas of your life that the enemy is targeting the hardest, the bulk of what frustrates you, worries you, defeats you, exasperates you, angers you, taunts you, deflates you.